go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Jim Simpson is joining us. He is a freelance investigative journalist who formerly served as an economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, better known by its acronym OMB. He has written extensively in various periodicals and online outlets, including The Washington Times, Breitbart, The Daily Caller, PJ Media, and on and on. He's also the author of a terrific book published by the Center for Security Policy entitled The Red-Green Axis, a subject we want to turn to with him momentarily. Jim Simpson, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's great to have you.
Hey, Frank. Great to be with you again.
Now, I want to get sort of an overview. Jim, you've been spending a lot of time lately on this whole issue of immigration. And of course, there's considerable concern that one of the communities that or populations that is being brought here by the president, despite some pretty unsavory lessons being learned by what's happening in Europe, is from conflict zones, notably Syria. Talk a bit about the state of that immigration process as you see it now.
Well, they certainly haven't slowed it down at all in response to any of that. If anything, they're doubling down on their message that it's so important for us to bring in Syrians. And, you know, Obama has basically put out the message, get used to it, tough luck.
Despite the fact that the FBI director and others have pointed out that they cannot vet these people to assure that they're not
genius,
right?
There's so much misinformation about the entire issue. In fiscal year 2015, we resettled 1,682 Syrians into the United States all over the country. And so far in fiscal year 2016, which starts October 1 of 2015 to the present, we have brought in 1,181 for a total of 2,863 Syrians. But that's the refugee resettlement program. It says nothing about the people who have come in through asylum, through temporary protected status, through Obama's parole program, which has gone completely off the rails, and other forms of immigration. And the fact of the matter is, since the Syrian civil war started, over 100,000 Syrians have resettled to the United States. It's not been through the refugee resettlement program, so it flies under the radar. So we have this huge issue, and the thing that really galls me is that the resettlement contractors who pass themselves off as Christian or other religious charities are screaming for us to bring in 100,000 or more. And we've already gotten the 100,000. And why are they doing that? And it's because they make a lot of money for doing it. And they will over double their revenues if they get to bring in all the Syrians they want.
Now, Jim, this is as I understand it, already a $1 billion-a-year industry. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you add in the unaccompanied alien minors, who they're now calling unaccompanied refugee minors, it's $2 billion. It's $2 billion, and that's just a basic resettlement cost. It doesn't even touch on the huge amounts of welfare that they all use.
It's a staggering amount. Jim Simpson, you have, of course, been following this story for some time. One piece of it that got some attention a while back but has gone completely dark, as best I can tell, is the position that was taken by some 30 governors across the country that they did not want to take these refugees into their states. Has that essentially been flouted by the administration, or have they changed their positions? What's going on with that, Jim?
Well, a little bit of both. It's been completely flouted by the administration. The refugee contractors say, well, tough, you don't have the authority of the federal law behind you, so we're just going to keep on resettling them no matter what you say. In particular, in Texas, you know, the Texas governors came out in front on that issue and really led very bravely, I thought, and he almost immediately the refugee contractors, I believe it was Catholic Charities, said, "Oh, well, too bad, we're bringing him anyway," and they proceeded to do that. And he unfortunately realized that they were right, that he really didn't have the law on his side, and so he didn't stop them. However, what he did do was turn around and sue the federal government for noncompliance with the Refugee Act of 1980, and now Alabama has joined him in that suit, and Tennessee is considering joining him in that suit.
But this is still work in progress and is not stopping what's happening. I keep hearing reports, Jim Simpson, that people are being brought in the dark of night to airports or airfields at military bases. Do you have any insights into whether that's so or not?
Well, I think they're being flown in all times of the day and night, and it may be that they're choosing to bring them in at night because of the inflammatory nature of the issue. I wouldn't put it past this administration at all to deliberately bring people in the middle of the night and shuffle them off to places unknown before anybody can find out what's going on.
This is very much, of course, the practice generally in these refugee resettlement programs. Jim, talk about the New Americans Initiative. This is another of the administration's babies, as I understand it. What's up with that?
The Welcoming New Americans Initiative was created specifically to push back against those of us who are concerned about refugee resettlement and overwhelming illegal immigration and amnesty. The Welcoming Initiative is supposed to create in the American mind a welcoming attitude towards all these immigrants, or not immigrants, actually. They're not immigrants. They're aliens. They're illegal aliens. Let's get the terms right.
Or refugees or parolees or what have you. But they're coming in and they're being branded, as I understand it, as new Americans, not whatever other category they might fall into. And people are being rewarded for welcoming them and punished, I understand, by withholding federal resources and the like if they don't welcome them. This is, again, changing the narrative, yes, but also very much of a piece with this sort of larger agenda. Jim, I'm going to have to let you go in a moment, but just very quickly, as I mentioned, you've written an important book on the red-green axis, refugees, immigration, and the agenda to erase America. Is what we're seeing with the rising violence now, joining anarchists and Occupy types with Islamists and Black Lives Matter and so on, part of that effort to erase America, do you think?
Yes, I believe that. I firmly believe that. You know, this is, I believe actually that Occupy Wall Street was a practice run for what they at least claim to intend to do this spring with their quote-unquote democracy spring. Now, when the hard left talks about democracy, what they're really talking about is mob rule, because they consider what happened in Egypt, for example, as, quote, direct democracy. And direct democracy is when everybody gets out in the street and starts throwing Molotov cocktails and, creating
some call it revolution rather than democracy.
Exactly.
Jim, you're following this very closely and very well, and we're very grateful to you for taking a few minutes to join us to talk about it today. We're going to be covering it closely here at Secure Freedom Radio and look forward to talking with you further about it in the near future. We'll look forward to talking to the rest of you about all of this as well in the near future, hopefully tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.